As I mentioned, coming up this Saturday is the Totem to Totem Half Marathon, the in-person version. They did a virtual one. Joining us to tell us more about that is Gretchen Klein. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. And this isn't the normal time for Totem to Totem, correct? But I had to do things a little differently this year.
Yes, we did. We did a virtual race in May and decided that we would try to, given the situation, that we would try to do one later in the fall. And so it's a different different element this year, but I think the weather is going to be great. So it's going to be the traditional route. It'll start at Rotary Beach, Buggy's Beach, and it will go out to the Potlatch Park at Totem Bight. We're limiting it to 50 people. We did have a few people cancel, and so there are a few more spots, but we are requiring people to sign up online as soon as possible. There won't be any registration at the start, so it's $60. And we'll have our regular water stops along the way, so Ketchikan Youth Court is always really generous about having one by a dry heating. And then there's also one, Rotary Interact is going to have one at Baitongas Trading. And then Jerry Demert has graciously offered to do the one out by the old pulp mill site. So, and then also we'll have one more midway by Taquan too. But so this year we're not going to be having any open containers of Gatorade, so people will just be able to get a bottle of water. And we're using all our COVID response plans to make sure that everybody's safe. And at the start, we won't be having a carbo-loading dinner this year, so because of the social distancing piece. So instead, people are going to pick up their T-shirts and their bibs at the start, we'll go from there. But, yeah, it's been kind of an interesting planning process for us, but we're really excited to be able to offer this to the community. And they've been actually holding these in other communities around the state with their COVID planning. So, and they've been doing pretty well with them. So we're really happy to be part of the pioneers of this new land that we're living in here with how we have to do social distancing.
You mentioned that there are still, I guess, a few spots left. How would someone register?
Okay, they can go to the Ketchikan Running Club website and then link into active.com. So it's basically active.com, and then look for the reschedule Totem to Totem September 12, 2020. Or they can always call me at 907-617-7635, and I can help them get signed up today or tomorrow.
I was guessing you probably need people signed up by Thursday.
Correct, yes. We would really like to have that because we do have to prepare all the documents that they sign at the race start. There are forms people have to sign, and we'll have to fill on a sheet that they have to check off related to, you know, if they've been out of town or if they have a temperature, things like that, just the norm that we're doing today. So we'll be there at 7:30. People can start filling out their forms between 7:30 and 8:45, and then we will actually be lining people up about 40 feet apart unless they're in the same family or they're running or walking buddies. And so there's going to be a lot of space between them, and then they'll actually kind of go out in waves of about 20 seconds between each person. You know, we're new at this, but we know that everyone's going to be respectful of each other, and we also are requiring that people wear masks at the start. And then if they're going to pass people along the way, they just need to make sure they still have their mask. So we're excited. We've got some kids out there that are going to be running this year with their buddies, but we won't have as many of the elementary teams at all this year and things like that just because of the scheduling piece. But the T-shirts are great. The medals are fantastic. A real big shout-out to Madeline of Stickery Local who designed these, and then Kanoi at Alaska Totem Trading and Potlatch Park, who puts these phenomenal medals together for us every year, and it's just amazing. And then I can't forget, but, you know, all these people are still going to be entered for the two Alaska Airlines tickets. These are prime tickets, so we really want to thank those folks for continuing to support the run with all the changes that have happened in the last year to travel industries and everyone else. So a huge thank you to everyone, and that's kind of the reason we're doing it, is because the sponsors really stepped up and supported us this year, and we couldn't do it without them.
You mentioned that masks are required, and I imagine that's for the registration end of it and when you're waiting. And then running, you would remove your mask, or it would be challenging.
Yeah, I would definitely. I have seen some people, I think, on bikes and running in other communities. But, you know, for the most part, I think if people feel comfortable, that's fine. And it is not mandated. So, we're just kind of following all the normal mandates that are in place. And like I said, that keeping the 10 feet apart would be fantastic, you know, a little further. But we know people are going to be passing each other and, you know, just be safe. And we just, again, remind everybody to stay on the water side of the road and not to cross back and forth. And if our bikes and cars can look out for our runners, it would be fantastic too. And that will be between 7:30 and about 12. You'll see a mound on the North Tongass Highway. And so
I was going to say,
we're really,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, just if everyone can look out for them, I think it's going to be a beautiful day, so it should be really, really nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, currently it says mostly cloudy, which would be pleasant, as opposed to hot and sunny. But then I'm also thinking this is probably one of the first years in a while where there hasn't been road construction or lots of traffic.
Oh, that's true, right. And I think, you know, usually this time of year they're all going up Deer Mountain or something like that. So, you know, like I said, it is different, and I guess we're being very blessed with this weather because it hasn't been so great the last few weeks. So maybe our timing was really good. So again, we're really excited. We appreciate everybody's support of it. And like I said, we still have a few more spaces. And just, again, I know there's so many sponsors to thank, but again, just you know who you are, and we really appreciate everybody doing this for us.
Okay. All right. Thanks again. That's coming up this Saturday, but you need to register by tomorrow if you want to partake in that. And just go to the Ketchikan Running Club's website, and they'll find the link to the Totem to Totem entry. And it is through, it's Go Active. Is that correct?
Yeah. So it's active.com.
Oh, active.com. There we go. Okay. All right.
Great.
Thank you very much.
All right. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Again, Gretchen Klein, and coming up this Saturday, the Totem to Totem Half Marathon, a bit modified.